You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The barrage of campaign flyers and TV spots continues in the countdown to next Tuesday's primary. The PolitiFact California team has been fact-checking some of the claims in the ads, and reporter Chris Nichols is joining me with fact checks on a few of them. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
This is a time of year when, or every other year, when you can stay supremely busy. Where do you want to start today?
Well, we've been looking at an attack ad by the John Cox campaign. And Cox, of course, is a Republican, a wealthy San Diego businessman. He's been trying to rally the state's Republicans around his campaign at the expense of his GOP rival, and that's Orange County Assemblyman Travis Allen. So that's who is being attacked in this ad.
Let's listen to the ad, and then we'll take a look at three separate claims.
For Republicans, the race for governor is crystal clear. There's conservative businessman John Cox, leading the opposition to Jerry Brown's sanctuary state and chairman of the initiative campaign to repeal the gas tax. Then there's career politician Travis Allen. He gave campaign donations to Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, and Barbara Boxer. And on the floor vote, Allen refused to join Republicans opposing driver's licenses for illegal aliens. The conservative choice is clear. John Cox for governor.
You're not saying anything about the dramatic music?
No, we're not. The music, we won't fact check that.
All right. It is there, though. So let's look at claim number one, and that was that Travis Allen is a, quote, career politician.
Right. And that one is just really misleading. You know, when you look at Travis Allen, his career in politics essentially started back in 2012 when he first ran for the state assembly. But he's had a much longer career in the private sector, in financial management. That dates back nearly 20 years, far longer than his career in politics. So really just a mischaracterization of Allen. We rated that one false.
All right. Claim number two, that Travis Allen gave campaign donations to top Democrats.
That one was pretty interesting. I think it caught a lot of people's attention. And we did find quite a bit of truth to that. There are campaign finance records that show Allen did donate to Jerry Brown, to Gavin Newsom, and Barbara Boxer. We noted that these donations took place back in 2010, so a couple years before Allen ran for public office, again, when he was in the private sector. But yes, just like you know, private sector Donald Trump donated to quite a few California Democrats before he ran for office. So did Travis Allen.
The PolitiFact California team also checked into whether Travis Allen, as this ad says, refused to join Republicans opposing driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants.
Right. And this one maybe had a bit more complexity. We found that on a final vote, and I guess I should explain this this bill, which was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, it allows undocumented Californians to apply for and obtain driver's licenses, a controversial law that was passed back in 2013. But quite a few Republicans opposed it. Travis Allen, for some reason, the final vote back in September 2013 missed that vote. There's no record of him voting one way or the other. He was present, we found through the records. He was present at the Capitol that day, voted before and after that one. But what the ad does not mention is that months earlier on this same bill, Allen did oppose the bill just in an earlier vote. Mm-hmm. So the ad leaves the impression that somehow he was not opposed to it, which many, many Republicans at the time were opposed to it. It just gives a sort of a wrong impression, leaves out a really important piece of context. We rated that one half true.
Did you talk to either or both campaigns about this ad?
We did. You know, essentially the Cox campaign said that everything in here had been pretty well documented in news articles. They didn't point to any specific ones. The campaign for the Travis Allen campaign for governor told us, They essentially pointed to his vote earlier in the year and said, hey, that shows and proves he was indeed opposed to this bill.
Okay. So on that third claim, what was the rating in the driver's license?
That one was half true. We found, you know, he missed this final vote on it. The final one before it essentially was passed by the legislature, but it ignores months earlier in the process where he was very clearly against it.
You're listening to PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols. He and his team are based at Capital Public Radio. I'm wondering whether you got the flyer in your mail with the candidate for governor, Antonio Villaraigosa, standing next to former President Obama. I got that one. And?
It was an interesting one. I got it as well.
About that picture, then.
it's a large photo of former President Obama embracing Antonio Villaraigosa. They're both smiling. It's a very warm picture. And I think it leaves you with the impression, or very well could leave you with the impression, that he's endorsing Antonio Villaraigosa for governor. And the problem is that Obama has not made any endorsement whatsoever in this race. We did check with his spokeswoman. She said that he's not weighed in, and she did not want to comment on the mailer specifically. But we decided to take a look at it, both the picture. There's also a TV ad where Obama is prominently featured.
Let's listen to that. I'll call it a companion TV ad.
You know, at the heart of what Mayor Villaraigosa is doing today, he's fighting to make this country more equal and more just.
President Obama called him one of America's finest mayors, endorsed by the LA Times. Antonio for governor.
That's obviously a speech that happened. That's obviously the former president's voice. However, what's the issue in this ad?
Well, again, I think it's just the juxtaposition of Obama with Villaraigosa, including both the video footage, the photo in the mailer. Again, gives that impression that he has weighed in, that he has singled out Villaraigosa as opposed to some other candidate in the race. And we should say that the mailer and the TV ad were paid for by families and teachers for Antonio Villaraigosa for governor. That's an independent expenditure group, and it's funded largely by the wealthy charter school advocates. It's not paid for directly or indirectly by the Villaraigosa campaign for governor.
So just to clarify, the former president, President Obama, has not endorsed anyone in the California governor's race, correct?
That's right. And it's not to say, who knows? I mean, after the primary, perhaps he'll weigh in. But at this point, he has not. He has not signaled any support. I think the part that there are very clear and accurate parts to this, the mailer and the video, Villaraigosa did serve on President Obama's economic transition team. They were close at that time, and he did, obviously, as we heard, he did say some nice things about Villaraigosa. We found a Washington Post article. This is back July 2008, where then-Senator Obama did make the statement that Villaraigosa was one of America's finest mayors. But again, that's more than a decade ago. Sort of this ad and this mailer gives you the impression he's saying that in 2018, which is not the case.
All right. You did not place a formal rating on this, but the analysis of this, along with a lot of other fact-checking, is on the website.
That's at politifact.com/California.
All right, Chris, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Beth.
That is Chris Nichols, and the PolitiFact California team continues its work. There's also a link to the national work by the PolitiFact team. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.